couple stories we first reported on Friday have developed and changed over the weekend. So today, CNN Student News is catching you up. I'm Carl Azus. Let's get this show started. It was the kind of forecast we don't like to hear. Predictions of tornadoes as cold air combined with warm air and a storm system sweeping across the southeast. This map shows you who was in the path of the storms over the weekend. Several states were affected. More than 40 people were killed. At least 23 of those deaths were in North Carolina. Of the 100-plus tornadoes seen during this storm, we don't know yet how many of them touched down in North Carolina. But there is no doubt the state was the hardest hit. A CNN meteorologist described the effects as epic. TJ Holmes from CNN Sunday Morning gives you a glimpse of the kind of damage these storms left behind.
Holy crap!
Transformers exploded. Cars tossed. Trees toppled. All made for a wild spring night in parts of the southeast. In Alabama, there are reports of tornadoes touching down in at least six counties. This woman in Tuscaloosa ran into her hallway as the storm hit.
We got in the hallway, and I could hear this, I don't know what kind of noise it was. It was a whizzing, crackling, and it scared me.
In nearby Birmingham, heavy winds knocked down power lines and tore off roofs. Further south in Washington County, Alabama, a large tornado was reported on the ground. This house was flattened, tossed yards from its foundation. In Mississippi, folks are waking up to a state of emergency in 14 counties. A twister ripped through Interstate 20 in Clinton.
The funnel cloud dropped right there at the laundry room, and we were lucky we even got in the door. And it just crossed, went behind us, and crossed I-20. In like 5 minutes, it was over.
Even blew over an 18-wheeler. It also ripped through local businesses and homes.
At first, we heard a lot of wind blowing and something sounding like a train, a whistle. Then all of a sudden, we seen like a black funnel cloud.
You saw people standing outside. We didn't know why. So we just decided to go out there and see, too. Then we saw all this damage out here.
In the Atlanta area, a tornado watch was in effect for most of the night. Heavy rain and hail blasted several counties. Fallen trees pummeled homes. This woman came to check on her parents after a large tree uprooted and fell through their roof.
I thought the Lord was looking after them because my daddy was right there next to that window and the tree barely missed him.
Black Hawk helicopters, boots on the ground from dozens of states. It sounds like some sort of military operation. It's what's been assembled to battle Texas's raging wildfires. Between Friday and Sunday, the size of the wildfires doubled. Hundreds of thousands of acres, that's like hundreds of thousands of football fields, have burned. And weather conditions aren't helping. It's been hot, dry, and windy, and that does little but fan the flames.